Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, following yesterday's grilling of senior HICWA managers, this morning the Oireachtas Health Committee is questioning members of Children's Health Ireland in the wake of scandals over redacted reports as well as spinal and hip surgeries. First, let's hear how the CEO of Children's Health Ireland, Lucy Nugent, began proceedings with an apology to those let down by the organisation.
We want every patient and family who we meet to feel safe and cared for, but we need to do better. Despite all this good work, I am very aware of the impact of the last several years, months and weeks, where revelations relating to our culture, governance and practices have led to great pain being inflicted upon some of those who are in our care. I say to you, I say to the children and families impacted and to the Irish people that I am sorry. I'm sorry on behalf of the management of Children's Health Ireland, and I'm sorry on behalf of the entire organisation.
Well, the chief executive also addressed a highly critical internal report, which she insisted she wasn't at liberty to publish.
In relation to the recent unpublished report, the members will be aware of the recent internal report relating to the number of interpersonal and process matters which have been the subject of much media attention. In the first instance, I want to apologise for the fact that I, as CEO, and CHI as an organisation are not at liberty to publish this report. It is not in any way our intention to hide the truth or to hide behind legalities to avoid disclosure. A redacted or pseudonymised version of the report was considered, but it would not make sense to those who have not seen the leaked confidential report. In addition, the CHI board and executive team wanted to inform the public of what actions have been taken. It is simply our legal duty not to publish the report, regardless of what's in the media.
Well, I'm joined now from our Dáil studio by Sinn Féin's health spokesperson and member of that committee, David Cullinan. And David, thanks for stepping away to speak to us this morning. In your opening remarks, you said in your full Dáil career that this was the most difficult committee hearing to get ready for, to prepare for. Why was that?
Well, I think it's just the full range of scandals and issues. And if you look at all of the reports and reviews that we've seen on a whole range of issues, it's actually quite frightening that we're talking about children's healthcare. We had the HICWA report into the use of non-medical grade springs. We have a clinical review still ongoing in relation to at least one consultant and very serious clinical failures, it seems, in that area. We had potentially hundreds of hip operations that were carried out where children were essentially misdiagnosed with hip dysplasia. We had this unpublished report, extracts of which have ended up in the public domain, and some information I got from CHI today, again on failures in oncology, in relation to children's cancer services, in relation to children that were at risk of cancer, at risk of fertility because of failures, and almost right across the board, urology, oncology, orthopaedics, we've seen so many failures. And, you know, one report that talks about a toxic and siloed culture within CHI, and all of the reports have the same pattern of management failures and clinical failures. And we have to remind ourselves that we're talking about children's healthcare and the safety of children and the healthcare that they deserve. And it's just, for me, utterly shocking that the level of scandals and the substandard, suboptimal care that children got across so many different areas.
Do you feel you're getting anywhere this morning with all of this?
Well, it was quite interesting that there was, again, sharp differences between the HSE lead that was in the committee today and CHI. So, for example, the unpublished report, we know that the minister and indeed the head of the HSE and the HSE itself looked for a pseudonymised version of the report to be published. That didn't happen. What we got was a sanitised editorial version from Children's Health Ireland. That was acknowledged by the HSE. The HSE referred sections of that to An Garda Síochána. I put it to the HSE. Were they contacted after they referred it to An Garda Síochána by CHI in relation to their view, and they said yes. And CHI's view is that it did not meet the threshold and should not have been referred to An Garda Síochána. And what was crucial for me as well is that if you look at all of the failings in relation to oncology, there was a risk assessment that was done in relation to the oncology unit. It was carried out on the 27th of August 2021. And it found that paediatric and children oncology patients had a poor experience or were harmed due to the inability of CHI to deliver international best practice. There was the orphan kids, and these are kids with spina bifida, that were lost to the system in Crumlin. Again, reports that said they received suboptimal care, and then all the other failures. And I asked specifically the head of CHI, in all of these instances, were the parents of those children notified of those failures? And the answer was no, in none of those cases. Mm-hmm. So we have all of these reports reports not published in some cases, secrecy around them. CHI will give the reasons why, but in reality we're talking about children, and parents of many of those children were in the public gallery today, and they are livid with what they saw and the lack of responses and the fact that they have been seeking this information about their children, knowing that reports and investigations as cited failures are in the system, and they can't get access to them.
Right, because the CEO says they don't meet the threshold for open disclosure, is that right?
Yes, that's what she's saying, but the HSE obviously had a different view in relation to a whole range of areas. But, you know, it's up to the CEO of Children's Health Ireland to put children first and for it as a corporate body to make sure that parents get answers. So I know for a fact that advocate groups, and these include parents of children who are described as the crumbling orphans. They were essentially children with spina bifida who fell between the cracks and were not getting the multidisciplinary services that they needed. And as a consequence, it was described that they received suboptimal care. They sought the information, they sought the reports, and it was never given to them. So I don't think that's acceptable. So when the new CEO apologises and apologises again and again, I've never seen an opening statement and an Oireachtas committee where the word apology and the word sorry was used so often. But what I had said at the meeting was, well, let's put that sorry to the test. And unfortunately, from my perspective, it hasn't met that test because so many parents still have so many unanswered questions.
Now, I want to play another clip. This is an exchange that you had with the Chief Executive of Children's Health Ireland, Lucy Nugent. And in this, you're discussing a report into staff culture, which you've mentioned. That report found that poor staff practices were putting some children at higher rates of cancer, at higher risk of cancer and infertility.
This report was initially commissioned in relation to interpersonal issues and team dynamics, and the 45 participants who entered into it did it on a confidential basis. And when I looked at this, doing a pseudonymised, anonymised or redacted version, they made no sense. They would make no sense to the public because we do have a...
What does make sense to me, Ms Nugent, if I can just be very clear and blunt, because you're talking about, you know, information that has not yet been disclosed to the patients. When I see that there was patients with undescended testes who were waiting far in excess of the recommended time frame for treatment, and that it placed those patients at real and known risk for fertility issues or cancer, that jumps out at me. And I want to know, again, if any of those patients were identified and contacted about those concerns. Right.
So in relation to open disclosure, that was discussed at the time, and it was discussed with the clinical experts, and I would hand over to my colleague, Dr. Goldman, to explain
I'm asking again, because I don't want, with the limited time we have, I'm asking a direct question. Yeah. Were the parents of those children contacted in relation to those concerns?
They did not meet the threshold for open disclosure.
They weren't contacted, right.
Right. Now, Lucy Nugent also said, David Cullinan this morning, that she has appointed a member of her leadership team to reform culture at Children's Health Ireland. Do you have confidence in that strategy, given what you heard this morning?
Well, I think even in relation to that exchange, these were patients with what is described as undescended testes, and they need a procedure called orchidopexy. And it's a really time-sensitive procedure that if it's not carried out, there is a real risk and a known risk, as it said in the report, of fertility issues in later life or cancer. So that was clearly identified. And to me, Claire, it's outrageous that families were not notified. Like saying that it doesn't meet certain thresholds, this is what CHI are saying all of the time, even in relation to referring elements of the report to An Garda Síochána Conaill. It was the same with oncology, where it identified that there was prolonged recoveries for some children because of failures in the oncology general surgery unit. Again, children and their parents not notified. The same with the children with spina bifida, suboptimal care, parents and children not notified. We had to drag the information out of CHI for a long time in relation to the osteotomies and the children with hip problems that had unnecessary surgeries. We literally had to drag it out of CHI, and it would never have come into the public domain had it not been for whistleblowers. So how can I have confidence in a corporate body that even now, where you had a sharp difference between the HSE saying that we felt it met the threshold to be referred to An Garda Síochána Conaill, and yet CHI say it didn't?
Well, since all of this began to emerge, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has repeatedly expressed confidence in Lucy Nugent as the new CEO of Children's Health Ireland. Do you share that confidence given what you heard this morning?
I don't have confidence in the corporate body. She is new to her role, so obviously she needs a fair wind as the CEO. Was I happy with the answers I got today? Absolutely not. I put it to her directly, Claire, because we are talking about an individual here, that in my view she has an awful lot of work to do. I believe that there are clear failures in relation to the previous CEO, and I did say this directly to her at the Oireachtas hearing, that the same person who was the CEO and the senior manager when all of these scandals were happening is now one of the lead people for transitioning the children's hospitals into the new children's hospital. Do I have confidence in that? Absolutely not. And I can tell you now that parents of children who are scandalised, who are upset, who are angry about all of those issues, do not have any confidence in that person leading the transition into the children's hospital.
All right, David, we'll let you get back in there. That's David Cullinan, Sinn Féin Health spokesperson, joining us from our Oireachtas studio as members of Children's Health Ireland management face questions at the Oireachtas Health Committee.